Look, I think I'm in the clear there with the wooden boxes and the wine and the rugs, but is there anything on that list that's a no-no?
I think you might want to think twice about the wooden box. Certainly, if it's not a wildlife trade issue, if it's not something that is of concern, such as ebony, you may have problems with the Department of Agriculture, which will be looking for small insects and things which may come into the U.S. and be injurious to our native wildlife.
How big a problem is this? I mean, how many people get caught every year bringing back something illegal? And why does it matter what we bring home?
Well, thousands and thousands of people get busted basically as they're coming through customs. Most of it is unintentional. People just go out, they're having fun, they see a trinket, and they think, this will look fantastic back home on the shelf. I must buy it. And they don't think that perhaps it's made out of a marine turtle, which is endangered.
When the offense is unintentional, obviously, I guess you're not going to get thrown in jail, but might you have to pay a fine?
It's possible that you might have to pay a fine. The most likely thing is that you're going to lose whatever it is that you've bought. Nobody likes to be dragged off to the side and searched and interrogated, but this is something which you should keep in mind if you are going to buy wildlife products when you're overseas.
What does Traffic North America and the World Wildlife Fund suggests that the average American tourist look out for and not even try to bring back in the States or buy when abroad?
Almost everything you should really think twice about. If you're thinking about something which is made out of reptile skins, it's probably better not to buy that. If you're thinking about something which is made out of nice crocodile skins, a handbag, or some of those ornaments where you have those small stuffed caimans with cigars hanging out of their mouths, virtually all live animals, do not consider buying parrots, any small lizard, anything like that. Don't bring it back into the country. It's illegal. Products, particularly if you're going to the Caribbean, things that are made out of sea turtles, so sea turtle boots, sea turtle leather bands, sea turtle cosmetic products, or sea turtle soup. Don't bring these things back into the country.
Now, obviously, leather purses from Italy, for example, or Asia are fine, right?
For the most part, I mean, you should ask probably what species the bag is made from.
And what might be a bad species?
Well, most of the reptile species. So if you're looking at some bags which are made out of python skin,
Oh my
then
goodness.
try not to purchase those.
I'm thinking about something we might not ever think about. For example, I've heard it's against the law to bring back sea sponges or coral. Is that true?
Coral specifically, yes. Do not bring that back into the country. Sea sponges, that very much again depends on. It's probably quite legal to bring it back in, but if it is illegal in the country of origin
Remove it.
to remove it,
Right.
then you may be in trouble. So it's not only having to know the U.S. law, but it's also having to know the law of the country that you're visiting.
What's the story on caviar?
Caviar has recently been placed on Appendix 2 of CITES, which basically means we need to regulate the trade in this commodity because the species which produces caviar, the sturgeon, is under a lot of pressure. Now, if it's just small amounts that you're bringing in for personal consumption, you're going to be okay.
A while back, we learned that elephants were being slaughtered in huge numbers for their ivory tusks. I don't know how successful conservation efforts have been in turning that around. Is it okay to bring back jewelry or boxes inlaid with just small amounts of ivory?
Ivory is still illegal to bring back into this country. Elephant populations are still under some threat, and it's important to uphold the laws of this country. You cannot bring ivory back in.
What are some of the stranger things you've heard people trying to bring in?
Probably the strangest story I have heard is of a person who was in Latin America and coming back to the United States was trying to smuggle in a spider monkey in a very large hairdo that she had.
No.
Yes, this is a true story. This was at Los Angeles Airport. So these types of weird things do happen. Other people bring in the stuffed caimans with the cigars with red bow ties on at Christmas time.
So what is the penalty for bringing one of those in?
Well, most likely if you do it, you're just going to have it
Confiscated.
confiscated. But it all depends on
How grouchy the customs official is that
could
day?
be, could be. I wouldn't want to say that.
I've been speaking with Simon Habel of Traffic North America. Thanks for stopping by, Simon.
Thank you.